Hi everybody, we continue with Tikkuni HaZohar from the Ma'alot HaSulam. We are in verse Yudalet Tet Vav from Tikkuni HaZohar with the Matok Midvash from page Resh Bet in the bottom. So we're going to mix it up today a little bit. So we say Yud, the letter Yud, mitchalekit bekol makom l'rosh toch sof. The letter Yud as the head, the body or the toch, the pnimiyut, and the sof, and the end. How can the letter Yud, such a small letter, as three level? Tell us, Rav Brandwein, kot shela lemala, you know, the little chupchik above the Yud, this little thing above the Yud, is rosh, is the rosh, is the head. Guf shela, the body, or the toch, beemtza, toch, so the body of the Yud, if you look at the Yud, it looks like small resh. So the body, the entire body, is toch, is the body. Sof shela lemata, and the bottom of the letter, it's called the sof. Vekolele dalet otiyot shel shem ha'mefurash habaya. We know, as when a scriber is about to write mezuzah, and need to write the name of God, the first thing he does is Yud. But every sofer, every writer, who write Tfilin, or Mezuzot, or Sifre Torah, know that he start every letter with the letter Yud, because Yud include everything. Why? Because within Yud, you have the name that touch the garment, and include it with one letter. How can it be? Ke Arosh Usot Chabad, the head of everything of the Yud, is Chabad. Chabad means Chokhma Bina Vada'at. V'toch Usot Chagat, the body of the Yud is Chesed Gvura Tiferet. Sof, the end of the Yud is Derech HaChod Yesod. U'malchut HaKolelet Otam, and then the Malchut that include all of it. And Dalet Otiyot Havai is the same letter as four letters of Yud Kevavke, of Tatshe Gametan. Yud Chokhmah, Ei Bina, Vav Chagat Nahi, Vav, which is Zeran Pin, is Chesed Gvura Tiferet, Netzach Oz Yesod, and A Malchut, as we all know it, we heard it many times. Let's get into it a little bit more. Arosh HaElyon Shel Yud, Usot Te'amim. We know that in Kabbalah, there is not just the name of God. The name of God appear in different way, in different expression. So for example, the ta'amim, which means the music of how you need to read the scroll, it's not written on the scroll. It's called ta'amim. It's like how to read. There's another part that's not written on the scroll, is the nekudot, the vowels. So the music and the vowels is not there. For that reason, the person who's a cantor, who need to read the Torah, the Chazan, need to learn that by heart. Need to learn how to pronounce the words, that's the nekudot, the vowels, and the ta'amim, and the melody. That's the ta'amim. Then you have another two things, which is the tagin. Tagin is to look like antenna above the letter, and the letter themselves, the Hebrew letter themselves. So you have four. Okay, you have the melody, the music, the nekudot, the vowels, the tagin, those antenna above the letter, and the letter themselves. Arosh HaElyon Shel Yud, Usot Te'amim, the head of the Yud corresponding to Te'amim. Te'amim in the melody, the music. V'guf Shel Yud, Shu Be'emtza, Ubesod Otiyot, the entire body of the letter Yud relate to the letter. Guf L'Shne'em, L'Te'amim V'L'Nekudot. What is that body of the Yud used for? It become a vessel for the music, and a vessel for the nekudot, for the vowels. The kot shel ha'tachton, and the bottom of the yud, ubesod ha'nekudot. Ubesod ha'nekudot, pirush. And now he's going to explain it. Pirush. Noda shebet zmanim katnut v'gadlut nu besibat aliyat malchut lebina. We know there is a concept called Tzimtzum Bet, where Malchut, to sweet itself, because it's all judgment, it's all receiving, went up to Bina. But when it's going up to Bina, it makes everything change. Because now you have only Keter and Chokmah, because wherever Malchut go, become the new ending. So if Malchut went up to Bina, Bina become the end. So now you only have Keter and Chokmah as light coming down. And Bina, where Malchut is now, shooting the light back. So what happened as a result? That's what Rambam is addressing. נודה שבית זמנים קטנות וגדלות התעכלו בסביבת עליית מלכות לבינה. Two things get fixed. מתחילה, בעת שמלכות עלתה לבינה, סיימה המדרגה תחת חוכמה, וסיום זה נקרא תיקון פרסה, שמשום זה נשאר במדרגתה קטע חוכמה בלבד. We call this תיקון of מלכות went to בינה, horseshoe. Why do we call it horseshoe? Because the only level that left been activated was קטע לחוכמה. As I said before, because Malchut went up to Bina, there is a new ending. Ubina v'teferet v'malchut yatzu min ha-madrgah la-madrgah shemitachteya. So, Bina, teferet v'malchut, you know, is now below the new ending that Malchut created between Keter Chokmah and Bina, teferet v'malchut. Ve'kivan she'en sham ela bet kelim Keter Chokmah, when we say the Sefirot, the name of the Sefirot, is the name of the kelim, the name of the vessels. So if you have only two vessels, Keter v'chokmah, en sham rak bet orot, that means there is only two type of light. Ruach v'nefesh. What is the first two light that coming into any vessel? First nefesh, then ruach. So now you only have ruach v'nefesh. V'chaser v'madrega gimel orot alyonim neshama chaya yechida. But we're missing neshama chaya v'yechida, which is the light that corresponding to Keter v'chokmah bina. But we know the point of chiyut, Orot v'kelim, meaning the small light first going into the highest vessel, and then it keep pushed down all the way to Malchut. When the smallest light arrives to Malchut, then Keter will get Yechida. But because now Malchut end up to Bina, only two light can go in, Nefesh v'Ruach. Nefesh v'Ruach going into Keter v'Chokmah. לכן שחסר גימל כלים התחתונים, so when the lower three vessels are missing, חסרים גימל אורות העליונים. Now we're missing the three higher light, which is Yechida, Chaya, v'Neshama. Remember, those names I mentioned are the milui, are the fulfillment of the desire that called the vessel. וזה זמן קטנות. We call that time that you don't have a full capacity, a full coma, a full system being activated. If it's not full, we call it קטנות, from the word קטן. It's short, it's קטן. אחר כך, בזמן הגדלות, what is Gadlut then? Yoredet Malchut mimakom Bina, dainu min ha-parsa limkoma. When Malchut that went up to Bina, going back to where it belong, למטה, אז עולים גימל הכלים בינה תפילה מלכות מתחברים למדרגה. So then, those vessels Bina, the Rabbin Malchut being activated, and they can draw the light that belong. So now, how many lights you have inside? Five. How many vessels? Five. So it's a perfect koma. It's a perfect size of how it meant to be. ומכיוון שיש אי כלים, חוזרים ותלבשים כל היורות נרן חי. וכל זה רמוז בצורת א'. And all this is a hint within the letter א'. What is in the letter א'? כי יוד עליונה של א' רומזת לקטע חוכמה. If you look the way you write the א', you have יוד, then you have ו', then you have יוד, or a different way you can write it with ד'. So the יוד on the top is קטע וחוכמה. Is when Malchut went up and created this curtain. So it's Keter v'Chokmah. Shenisharu b'mandrega. Mizman ha-katnut. This is called katnut. Akav shetachat ha-yud ha-elyona rumezel ha-parsa. This line is called the parsa, meaning the horseshoe. When we said horseshoe, we don't talk about horseshoe. We're talking about the concept of this is not allowing that connection to happen, because Malchut went up to Bina and create a new ending. Tzimtzum bet. המסיים את המדרגה תחת קטר וחוכמה, שזהו זמן הקטנות. We call this time קטנות. בזמן גדלות, שמלכות יורדת מן הפרסה, when Malchut going back to where it belong, למקום הבינה ותברת חוזרים מתחבים במדרגה, רמוז ביוד תחתונה של א'. That's when the יוד, יוד וו יוד, so the יוד below, that line, triangle line, that actually when Malchut is going back to its place. באופן שיהוד העליונה עומזת לקטור חוכמה, ויהוד תחתונה לבינה ותפרד ומלכות. So we can look at the letter א' in different way. One way, the upper יוד of the Aleph, okay, relate to Keter Chokma. Yud Tachtona, Bina Tiferet Malchut. The lower Yud, Bina Tiferet Malchut. Ve'akav shebeneim rumez al ha'parsa. That line is what Malchut did. When Malchut went up to Bina, it created a blockage. Now, we cannot receive those lines that belong to us. There is a new ending. Ve'me'va'er kan ha'tikunim. תיקוני הזוהר explain to us here, שאותן גימל פקנות ברומזות בסוד א', ישנם גם באות יוד. The same thing that exists within the letter א', exists within the small letter יוד. How come? שהיא השורש לאות א'. Because if you look at א', what is the source? What is the roots of א', יוד? אמנם גימל פקנות שבאות יוד, אינם נומות לגמרי לגימל פקנות של א'. The only point, whatever we talk about before, about the letter Yud, now it's divided to the head, the body, and the end, is not similar to what happened in the letter Aleph. Ki gimel pchidot shel Aleph en kulan madriga achat. Because when we talk about Aleph, it's one level. Aval gimel pchidot shel Yud en sod gimel madrigot miyuchadot. But when we talk about Yud, how it's been divided to the head, the body, and the end, are three different systems, three different levels. And he wrote, that level has a name. Abba v'ima, father and mother, Ilaim, the upper father and mother. Then second level, Israel Saba u'Tvuna. It's a name, Israel Saba is the lower part of Chokhmah, and Tvuna, lower part of Binah. Aleph, Israel Saba u'Tvuna. Abba v'ima Ilaim, usod resha delah le'ela berazad de ta'amim. Because ta'amim אבא ואמא אילאין. ישראל סבא ותבונה, א', הם סוד גיב דלם בצוותה ברזה דעדבון. תות תיקון הפרצה נשארת תמיד בבף צוות בלי גר. אפילו בזמן הגלות שבינה ותבונה ואת חברים למדרגה, שער דגר במדרגה, או לטרנסלט דה סקנד, היא שומרת על הערת חומה שלא תפריר למטה, ממעלה למטה, כמו שהיה בזמן שבירת הכלים. לכן, הוא גופה לתרווהו לטעמים ולנקודות שתחתיה. בקוצה דילן לתתה ברזה נקודה, אני רוצה לעשות בתבונה שבו מתגלה ג' הראשונות, ממנו מושפעת הערת חוכמה אל התחתונים. So, Ravandain summarize here, and I want to make sure I'm not confusing you, as I get a bit confused about that, because he said, first, Israel Sabu Tvuna, and second, there is two of them. So he'd say like that, ג' פחינות של יהוד, and ג' סוד בדוגות מיוחדות הנקראות, what is that level? Father and mother Ilain, Israel Sabu Tvuna Aleph, first Israel Sabu Tvuna, second Israel Sabu Tvuna, those are the three level. And don't be nervous by the names, it's just name of how it's divided. Abba v'ima Ilain, father and mother, supreme father and mother, connect to the Ta'amim, connect to that code in the Torah, how to read the words of the Torah with melody. Because we know the Ta'amim, consider supreme father and mother. Israel Sabu Tvuna Aleph, the first Israel Sabu Tvuna, usot give the love of Tzadav Razad Advon. It means the body of the letter, shusot tikun ha'parzani shere tamid bevav tzavot bligar. Why do we call it the body of the letter? Because that's related to Vav Tzavot, related to six ending, related to the vessel with no head, because the head is going to the Abba V'ima Ilaim, going to father and mother, supreme father and mother. And now we stay with six ending, or six sefirot, without gar, without the upper three sefirot. Vafilu bizman agadlut, shebina v'tiferet balachut mitchabrim al madaga, shna arat gar, even when everything going back to normal, and we're now receiving the upper three sefirot light, היא שומרת על הערת חוכמה שלא תפשט ממעלה. Still, there is a force that not allowed the light of wisdom to go all the way down. Because the light of wisdom, remind you, light of wisdom without light of mercy create problem. It create darkness. Because light of wisdom without light of mercy, darkness. Light of mercy without light of wisdom, too weak. So what do we need to do? Shituf. Connect. The body of the Yud is preventing the light to go down like it used to be in the beginning. So, similar to what happened in Shvirat HaKelim, what happened when the vessel broke, to remind you, the vessel broke, we're talking about the eight kings, that basically it was, they couldn't capably get the light yashar or yashar, and that's why those vessels fell to the klipot, they cannot receive light. One melech that has a wife, Adar, his wife Mitabel ben Meizav, she stay in that. I'm not going to go into that those details right now. ולכן הוא גופה לתרווה אין על הטעמים ואין על הנקודות. For that reason, that body of the yud is becoming a vessel for the vowels and for the melody of how to read the thing. Again, I'm not talking about the melody physically or the vowel physically. Those things are representing something. Now, the bottom of the yud is the second Israel Sabah Utvuna, שבו מתגלה גימל הראשונות. That within the bottom of the yud is revealed those three ספירות, ובמובן ההשפעת הרות חוכמה על החתונים. And that bottom of the yud now is capable to draw the light of wisdom. Similar, if you wish, to the four phases. You know, that first חוכמה, בינה, צרפין, and then no light, and then מלכות wanted from the beginning. So, that's for the yud compared to the aleph. I'm continue. ונקודה זו, שלמטה מן הקו שבתוך א', היא רומזת למים נקבות. The א', if we look at the א', we have יוד above and יוד below. Now remember, the יוד itself can be also divided to that system. So the יוד below, נקודה שלמטה מן הקו, the יוד below the line of the א', the triangle, is called מים נקבות. Female water. What is a female water? It's almost like rain is a male water coming from above to below. Female water is like spring water, some water going from below to above. But of course, we talk about spiritual consciousness here. We're not talking about physical thing at all. We talk about it, ashpaot, light that comes from above, and ashpaot that coming from below. Mayim nekevot. So the little yud below the triangle line is mayim nekevot, female water. והנקודה העליונה רומז למים זכרים. The upper yud of above the line of the aleph represent male water. והקו האמצעי, the middle, the line itself, the curtain itself, that line in the aleph, הוא רקיה. This is the firmament. The רקיה. רקיה is almost like the verb in Hebrew, לרקוע בפחים. You know, in the locksmith, you know, they used to take the hammer and work on the copper. That work to work with the copper called lirkoa, with ayin, lirkoa. So rakia, which is another name for sky, or firmament. Am I saying it correctly? Firmament. Ke'enze, so that line is the firmament, is the sky, is the heaven. Ba'emza ke'enze alef alea על הפרסה, שבתוך א' נאמר, והיא מבדיל בין מים למים. For that reason, and בראשית, it say, it will be separate from water to water. If you remember in Genesis, that God created the world, he said, we have to separate water from water. What water? We don't talk about physical water, we talk about מים זכרים, מים נקבות. Water, that is the first yud above the aleph, which is that yud represent מים זכרים, meaning, השפעות, light that comes from above to below, and מים נקבות, female water, מים, השפעות of mind that come from below to above. I hope you're excited. I mean, this is at least something that you're familiar with. And I'm going to continue, of course. Yudzayin, it says something so powerful. והי מחלוקת שהיא לשם שמיים, והיא סופה להתקיים. ולעלה, שלם וייחודה ותרבהו. Of course, there is a section in the Talmud. And they ask, are you allowed to have an argument? Are you allowed to have an argument? And they say, if it's machloket, if it's machloket, the argument for the sake of heaven, it's something good, and it will sofa litkayem. It will bring a lot of good things after. It will be a lot of good result from that. And machloket, argument, which is not leshem shamayim, which is not for the sake of bringing good, and they compare Hillel v'Shamay is for the sake of sharing. Korach, when Korach and Adato was fighting with Moshe, was not for the sake of creating something new, it's for the sake of themselves. So that doesn't bring fruit. So how is that connected to what we study? Let's see. Tikkuni Hazohar. V'zohi machloket, klomar ha-machloket, ane-seh l'de tikkun ha-parsa, when you have the parza, when you have the line of the aleph separate between the upper yud to the lower yud, mavdila ben maim lamaim, ila shem shamaim. That separate for upper water from the lower water is for heaven. Why? Liyachad et ha-malchut ha-nikret shem. Shem. Beze nakir, beze ranpin, nikra shamaim. Ma ze machloket l'shem shamaim? What did he say? Nobody even asked those questions. L'shem shamaim. For the name of heaven. Shem, shem is malchut. The name means malchut. Shamaim means ze ranpin. Shem Shamaim is to connect Zeher and Pin Malchut together. It's a tremendous secret. She is sofa litkayem. Ulachlis shalom vachdut b'shneem. So if it's for the sake of putting Zeher and Pin Malchut together, it will eventually will last forever. Pirush. Ki kav ha-emtzai ha-machret ha-machloket shel ha-mala, u-mekayem et ha-rat shneem. That kav ha-emtzai, that line between the upper yud and lower yud, is bring peace. Ben ha-arat ha-yemin, she-usot ba-yem al-yonin, ben ha-arat small, she-usot ba-yem tachonim. He bring the upper water and the lower water to become one. U-bechabram ze-ba-ze, and connect both of them. U-melbisham ze-ba-ze, dress one with another. Al-edez ze-shem-avdil ha-aratam. It seems like we separate two forces. It's feel like it's a separation. No, Sarah Brandwein. The opposite say Tikkun HaZohar. It's actually, we create an all new system like that. Shasvol mi'ir mimata lemala. Now the left column that used to light from above to below, it shine from below to above. Vayamin mimala lemata. And the right shine from above to below. ובדרך זה מתקיימים שניהם בשלום ואחדות. Through that you create unity between both of them. וכל הזמן שהמלכות אינה בקו אמצעי, שהוא זהר אנפין הנקרא שמיים, אלא מקבל את חוכמה משמאל לבינה, בלי המיתוק של קבצי, אז ניתן כוח לקליפות. Why there is chaos in the world? Why there is קליפות? Why there is war? Why there is a problem? Where is it all come from? So that's the answer, right here. When מלכות, the receiving force, doesn't have that center column, doesn't have that balance, doesn't have that curtain, doesn't have that line on the aleph, and through that, Malchut start receiving light of wisdom from the left column of Bina, like it used to be in the beginning of creation, without sweetening with the center column. Az nitan koach leklipot. Then the klipot receive power. Lechasot v'listom ora saviv. And they allow then to prevent Malchut from receiving all the sweetness and the light that Malchut is supposed to receive. Exactly what happened in Jerusalem right now. Because Jerusalem in physical place that represent the Malchut. And what happened now? The klipot control Jerusalem. You cannot enter. You cannot actually capture that energy. It's very sad. I mean, there is memory, the kotel, the beautiful physical thing. But it's all that domain is controlled by the klipot. Listomora saviv, saviv shelo yagi al ha-tachtonim. And because Jerusalem of above and Jerusalem of below blocked by the klipot, we cannot receive the amount of light that we meant to be receiving. עד שהיא מתעקנת לקבל כל אורותיה מזה רמפין. Until מלכות fix itself to receive all the light from זה רמפין. How do you fix yourself? How do you fix מלכות? We are all children of מלכות. So when we control our own personal מלכות, which is our own personal gain, our own personal agenda, and we try to push it away, because it's easy to do good thing. Much more easy to do good thing than to prevent myself from doing the wrong thing. Don't you agree? אז היא נפתחת מן ההסגר ומהירה לתחתונים. When we work on ourselves, and we do the study of Torah, the mitzvot, גמילות חסדים, doing good for others, charity, then we are helping מלכות to receive the light. וזוהי המחלוקת של קו אמצעי לייחד שם שם. So when it say לשם שמיים, for the name of heaven, or לשמה, those of you familiar from the Talmud, to study Torah, לשמה, again, שם, the word שם, is for the מלכות itself, שהוא מלכות בסוד ברוך שם. Where do we find מלכות again? When you say, in שמה ישראל, you say ברוך שם. כבוד. כן? What do we say ברוך שם? What is it שם? בשמיים. שהוא זהר אנפין. Where is that שם? In שמיים, which is זהר אנפין. So what we learn from that? It's tremendous limud. That our job is to fix the מלכות. Our job is to make sure מלכות can receive. I want to pass on to a different Zohar. How much time do I have? I did. Huh? I'm sorry, it's a little bit long. Probably only 15 to 20, but it's a little important. Important. It's a, the Batok Midvash is explaining something which is, I want to bring it to you, because I couldn't find it there, so I thought it can add to you. And because these lectures are all about Tikkuni HaZohar, so it's the same pasuk, but with a different angle. Resha de la Leila. Aynu nekudat ha-malchut sheba achore ha-dat. What malchut we talking about? Achore ha-dat, in the back of that. It's a little complicated, guys. Iber azad ta'ame. Sheha-tamim hem beketer. We know that ta'amim, those symbols of melody, of how to do the melody for the Torah, is a keter. Ubchina zo nikret keter ila'a. We call that the upper keter. והגיב דירה באמצעתה, נקודתה באחורי התפארת, where is that keter, is the back of תפארת, היא ברזד האדוון, within the secret of the letter, היינו סוד האותיות, שהם גופה לתרווהו, בין לבחינת הטעמים, בין לבחינת הנקודות. The same like before, it become vessel for the טעמים, for the melody, or it become a vessel for the נקודות, for the vowel. Yeah. He just add that when we talk about the upper water and the lower water, one water is Or Yashar in Genesis, one water is Or Yashar, one water is Or Chozer. And the Rakia, the firmament, that curtain is just to separate between Maim Lemaim. Now, what it says, Bachloket Lashem Shamaim, is Bachloket, is argument, that argument we talk about between Maim Duchim Lemaim Nukvim, between the upper water to the lower water, Lavi Shalom. Here he mentioned what I mentioned about Korach Vadato. I'm happy because I didn't see it before. Machlok to Korach Vadato Baaron Shegamu Pirud Benachesed Vagvura. What is the problem with Korach? Was fighting with Aaron. Korach is a Levi. Levi is left column. Fighting with Aaron. Aaron is a Kohen. Is a right column. Even he comes from the Levi. So they create separation between Chesed and Gevurah. Eno machloket dayu l'shem shamayim mevi lidei yichud. The whole machloket, if it's argument for the sake of bringing unity, you should do it. Because the Maim Nukvim, the lower water, want to go all the way to Keter. So to make a zivuk, to make it, to elevate it. Because one yud from the upper part of the aleph, the lower yud from the lower part of the aleph, want to unite. No coincidence. If you take yud, you take another yud, and you take that line. Line is vav. Vav is 6. Yud is 20. So that doesn't matter how you look at it. It's 26, right? It's beautiful. The yud, and vav. Yud is 10. This is 10. Together at 26. Some Kabbalists say if you cut that curtain in the middle, you can get Yud Vav and Yud and Vav, which is the 16 teeth above, 16 teeth below, and you're chewing the judgment. Din. That's where the word Adonai comes from. Start with Aleph, split it to two, then Din. So when it say that the light of the moon and the light of the sun will be equal, meaning that the sun and the moon, sun is Zeher Anpin, moon is Malchut, will be equal. And then we know that Malchut went all the way up. I hope what I had in the last 5 minutes didn't confuse you. Thank you.